Parshas Shlach. Tefasem is right, Betem is important. Sefer Kadmoinim also. Every person is Shlach. Every person is here on a Shlichus. The whole Makor in Olam Hazeh is for a person to be B'Shlichus. And Shluchei Mitzvah Einam Nizoykin. But a person has to know what his Shlichus is. Sometimes a person doesn't realize, and he thinks he's being Mekayim Shlichus, but the emes is he was Nishlach for a different Inyan. Sometimes he's bechal doing the wrong thing, or upon him. It's not the nekuda shel matara zuhu nishlach. If you do in the veld that Rav Moshe Feinstein that it was by him borer that matara chayov was dibris Moshe, and also he started in Russia old a pirish makif on Yerushalmis, and be'emes that's what he thought was going to be mifal chayov. And Mifal Chayiv is Igris Moshe, which in the beginning he thought people asked him Shilas, he's writing that wasn't where he had put the Dovish. The person has to know what a Shlichus is and they have the Yatnish Maya to be Makayim the Shlichus. The greatest parasha you have in the beginning, Meraglim, the Asuru of Eretz Canaan, and all the way at the end of the parasha, the Lois Asuru, Alei Choymer Ayin Roya, it's weiter. There's a connection through the entire theme of the parasha. But actually, one interesting nakuda through the parasha after the sipur of the meraglim, you have hafroshes chala, tzitzis, the nesachim. I saw a pshat. The matzav of Klal Yisrael in the midbar was a very special tkufa right out of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The original leda of Klal Yisrael, if you would want maybe a hagadara, it was a ruchniyistik incubator of a very early born baby. And that's why Klal Yisrael in that matzav, the Dordeya, but it was with Kula Ruchnias, with an Anikovid, Shaloika Derech HaTeva. The Nakuda of Chet Meraglim, Ken Zayn, among other things, there was a Nakuda here of that they felt that Klal Yisrael is not ready to go out of that incubator, to enter the real world, to enter Eretz Yisrael, to start a Mahalich Al-Pi Derech HaTeva. Over here in the midbar they have Onon, Mon, Be'er. That's how the matzav should continue. It's not so pasha to be able to go on into Eretz Yisrael. And this was of course the toyest, because the matara of it all was to get to Knesset Eretz Yisrael. That's where the Netzach is going to be. And therefore, when they finally are told to go into Eretz Yisrael, they're given Parshas Nesachim, parallel to the Be'er, Hafrashas Chala, parallel to the Mon, and Tzitzis, Mesuviv, B'Tzitzis, in parallel to the Anane Kovid. Sure, their hair, like Abi, but even Chloe, a Skira Makis on the Parsha. David tells Moshe Rabbeinu about they asked to send Meraglim. It says there were 12 Meraglim, although the Rishalmi brings in Soita that there were 24 Meraglim, two from each Shevet. So Rabbi Kiveger has a Kasha. Tosis brings this in sight, then Rabbi Kveger over there asks. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that Beis that a minion, Asorah, you need Asorah for a lot of things, is because Eda is Asorah. How do you know Eda is Asorah? Because it says over here, Eda Harad there, Yotu Yeshua Bekaleg, so you're left with 10. Rabbi Kveger, in Gilyon Hashas, he just says, I in Mishnah Sanhedrin that Beis. But what he means to ask is that according to this day in the Yerushalmi, a minion should actually have to be 22 people. Take out Yeshua and Kaleg, you're left with 22. Now, of course, we have Kolev and Yeshua bin Nun. The Chassam Sofer writes, why is he Yeshua bin Nun? Why not Yeshua ben Nun? He says, because Bemis, his name was Hosea, and he got the Yud from Sarai. The Yud from Sarai. Sarai turned into Sarah. Now, the truth is, the Yud of Sarai went Hey to Sarah, and another Hey to Avraham from Avram. So the Yud already went to Avraham and Sarah. But that's the Shavius of the Yud. The Shavius of the Gematria of the Yud is the Shavius and the Chefza in the Sugi of Dover Agur and Lamam. So the Shavius went to Avraham and Sarah. But the Chefza of the Yud went to Yehoshua. But the Yud doesn't have Nekudas. So where did the Shva of Yehoshua come from? It came from the Segoil under the Ben, and he's turned into Bin. And the Kasha, of course, is that over here he's already called Hosea Bin Nun, the Eberster was Makdim, the Nakuda to the Hachlofa. The Chorabai says the Pshat. If you notice in the Seder at Bar, Yeshua and Kolev have two different mahalchim in their Avodas Hashem of trying to go against the Meraglim. Yeshua and the onset is going against them and telling them often derech that it's not the mahalach, as opposed to Kolev, who played along with them, and that's why he was able to say Vayahas Kolev and Sa'om. They thought he's on their side. Yeshua was not able of doing that. He was already fighting with them for 40 days. It's Vayahas Kolev. It's two different mahalchim. The Chafetz Chaim talks about it, how there's two different ways to go against the Eid HaRa Azeh, from within or from without. The Pasuk says, Lemate Yosef, Lemate Menashe Gadi Ben Susi. Now we see at the Meraglim, it's unclear the Seder Advarim why it went in these order of the names. This is a topic not in the scope of today, that many times when the Torah brings down the name of the Shvatim, there's different Seder when it does, in which order. There's obviously reasons for all of it. Over here, it's very possible that it went Lafi. Maybe the Chashivas of the Meraglim. Because it's not going Lafi to say that the Shvatim, it's thoughts of Reuven, Shimon, Yehuda, Levi, the Cheshvan, Yisachar, but then suddenly Ephraim, Ben Yomin, back to Zvulun. Maybe it was Lafi to say that the Chashivas of the Meraglim. But Yeshua's not even first on the list. It's a thought that's going to say there. It wasn't Lafi to say that the Shvatim, Lafi to say that of the Meraglim. Of the Holy, why did it say Lamate Yosef, Lamate Menashe? Already earlier, it already mentioned Lamate Ephraim. By Ephraim, it didn't say Lamate Yosef. So the Ramban says, since Yosef was Moitzi Diba on the Shvatim, and similarly, the Meragel Gadi Ben Susi was from the Meragel that was Moitzi Diba, as opposed to Ephraim, Lamate Ephraim, is Asher Avinu, and he wasn't Moitzi Diba, so it doesn't stress Yosef. It stresses Yosef by Menashe, because Gadi Ben Susi was Moitzi Diba, like the Elder Zaydi Yosef. I looked at Ramban. But I heard a different shot, that the Emes is two dinim in the Meraglim, Mahalach and Tzvei dinim. On one hand, the Matar of the Meraglim was to check out Eretz Yisrael for Tachsisei Melchoma. And on the other hand, it was to check it out for the Nachla. They're going to enter Eretz Yisrael, they need it for the Nachla. Right? It was Sheva Shonim of Melchoma, and then there was of Shtelling Avek the Nachla. Sending the Shvatim has both of those Mataras. Now, the truth be said, Levi is also a Shevet, and sometimes when he's counting the Shvatim, Levi is counted as a Shevet, and then Menashe and Ephraim is not, and some it's counted as one Yosef, or Menashe and Ephraim is split, and then Levi doesn't count. Now, that's also a Sphira. The sometimes we count Menashe and Ephraim separate, sometimes we count Levi. What's the kaveya for that? It's also not in the scope of the whole cheshvin, but for melchama purposes, Levi's also a shevet. For the nachla, Levi doesn't have nachla, and Menashe and Ephraim are separate for nachla. Kenzain each of these shvatim be'etzem, according to Yerushalmi, actually each shevet sent two, so maybe you could handle with that. But assuming that each one sent one, each one of these meraglim had both dinim. Over Shevet Yosef, I don't know where Shevet Levi's Meragel is for the Melchama. It's a good kasha. Okay, it's a good kasha. Or but Shevet Yosef has to send the Meragel for Tachsisi Melchama. Who was he? Gadi Ben Susi, not Hashem Ben Nun. Hashem Ben Nun was only Lamate Ephraim for the din of the Nachlo. And that's why it's split off like that. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, Re'ifem Esa'oretz Mahi. There's a Messiah that it says three times Ure'isem in the Torah, Ure'isem es ha'aretz mahi. At the end of the Parsha in Tzitzis, it says Ure'isem oiso yuzachartem, and there's another place in Parsha Shmois, by the Miyaldois, Ure'isem alo adnoyim, Ure'isem alo adnoyim. I heard there's an Indian that when the Torah says a certain word in a few places, the Baal Turim always goes with this style of word. I don't know if this is the Baal Turim though, but it, the Chem Sofer a lot of times does. What's the connection the three times then in the Mesoyer it says this word Ure'isem? Because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Histakel b'shloisha dvarim v'iyat abo lidei aveira me'ayin bosa ule'onat ha'olech v'lefnei miyat ha'osid litin din v'cheshbin. Histakel ure'isem me'ayin bosa is ure'isem al-hov noyim by the Miyaldis, me'ayin bosa mitipa srucha, mitipa me'ayin bosa ule'onat ha'olech ure'isem es ha'aretz. The three Ure'isem that are the Histakel B'Shloisha Dvarim. The truth is, the Goyim, Sion, Mishnah over there by Shloisha Dvarim, Isaka by Shloisha Dvarim, as well as the Pirush Agro on Kehelis, on the Pasuk in Perek Yedeis in Kehelis, Zechoyer es Boyer Echa, Bimei Bacharusecha, the going in both those places, right, Boyer Echa can be read three ways. Boyer Echa, literally, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that's Lefnei Mi'ata Osa Litin Din V'Cheshbin. It could also be Boyercha, where you're buried, L'onat HaHoylech, L'makam Ofer Rima V'Teleya. And it could also be Be'ercha, the Rechem of the Ein, is the original source, Me'ayin Bosa. So Borcha, Be'ercha, and Be'ercha are also the Shloisha Dvarim. Similarly, by Soita, who is Nichshal, we make the May Soita, the going says, with Mayim Hama'orim, which is the Mayim, is the Tipas Rucha, the Ofer of Kvura, and the Shame of Hashem, with the Ksav, which is she was not mistakel b'shloisha dvarim, and the conclusion was as such. But if you're mistakel in the shloisha dvarim, ain't at the bali de'avera. Rav Chaim Volozhin in Ruach Chaim on that mishnah, histakel b'shloisha dvarim says tzitzis, which is at the end of the parsha, is the lashon of histaklus. Meitzitz min acharakim. The tzitzis, it says in the parsha of tzitzis three times tzitzis. The three times of Rav Chaim Volozhin. Is me'ayin basa la'onat ha'ilech and l'fnei mi'at ha'asal din l'cheshben. Me'ayin basa is va'asul and sittis al kante v'gdeyem l'doy roysam. Doy ha'ilech v'dor ba. Me'ayin basa. V'nosno ha'sittis ha'kon of psil t'cheles. T'cheles is tachles, the end. La'onat ha'ilech, towards the end. V'l'fnei mi'at ha'asal litein din l'cheshben v'hoya l'chem l'sittis, like we said, or re'isem o'isoy, who's the charatan has come in space Hashem. So the histakel b'shloish ha'dvarim is the re'isem of the Shloisha Dvarim, two of which were in the parsha, and it has to do also with the tzitzis of the histakel b'shloisha dvarim ve'einat abal lidei aveira. The Mefarshim explain, histakel b'shloisha dvarim ve'einat abal lidei aveira. Aveira is a metzius, and aveira has yadayim. The yadayim of the aveira can grab onto you. The best thing is to be histakel b'shloisha dvarim and not get into the clutches of the yadayim of the aveira. But in Pagabach Menuvelzeh, and you're already in the Adayim of the Aveira, the only Eitz is, like the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Moshcheyu Lebeis HaMedrash. Over the Adif is the Histakel B'Shloisha Dvarim, Ve'einat Aboli Dei Aveira. You don't want to get into the clutches of the Adayim of the Aveira. We spoke last week already that a person, the Pasuk says, Va'isha Shehu Tahar, who is that? Va'derech Lo Hoya. Stay in the Bismedrash. Don't get caught into the yadayim of the avera. Nowadays, you don't even need a full hand. One finger. One finger is enough. Ein ataba lidei avera. Histakel b'shloisha dvarim. Inside the beginning of the parsha, inside tzitzis at the end. All is this topic. Vayavoyu ad nachal eshkol. Lamokim ahu karu nachal eshkol. Al oidoi ta eshkol asher karsu misham b'nei Yisrael. Frek the goyim. It says they came to nachal eshkol before the story. It's already called Nachal Eshkol. And then they come there, and they called it Eshkol, Al Shem, the Eshkol that they took. Why was it already called Nachal Eshkol? Zok to Goyin, it was already called Nachal Eshkol because it was Al Shem Oner, Eshkol, and Mamre. The same thing as Eloine Mamre, this was Nachal Eshkol from the Yedidei Avram, Oner, Eshkol, Mamre, Bali, Brist Avram. So it's already Nachal Eshkol. So the Goyin says, like the Gemara says in Sukkah, we darsh in the word, Basukos, 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 sometimes it's with a vav. Sometimes it's out of vav, and it's not. If it's with vav, it's rabim. It's moist of another din. Like, I mean, it's funnish of sukkah and various other sugis there. So zok to going, it says in the beginning, vayavoyu ad nachal eshkol. Eshkol was out of vav, the beginning of the pasuk, and it was called nachal eshkol. I'll say, honor eshkol umami. That's one reason why it's called eshkol. But then the yidden came, the meraglim came, and they took from the eshkol there, and because of the oidus of the eshkol that they took, it was called nachal eshkol with the vav. I don't know the difference of pronunciation, but there is, and nachal eshkol. It's with the vav. Now there's two reasons that it's called Eshkol. One, because of originally the honor Eshkol of Mamre, and now the second reason. So it was already called by Avoyu as Nachal Eshkol without a vav. Lamakim who kara Nachal Eshkol with the vav, because there's now a Sveita reason. As always, up to going similar, like the Gemara says, Basukos, Basukos, Basukos. And the Meraglim see the Anshei Haaretz are very strong and big. Vanihi be'einenu kach agobim v'chein hayinu be'einehem. Some say that the shayrish of the Tois was a low sense of self-esteem about themselves or about what Klal Yisrael is holding, to believe in yourself. They say it's the chasaron of amuna, the meraglim. It's not so poshut, and maybe it's hainu hach in a certain element. It's the amuna in the Rabbeinu Shloim and amuna in themselves, in Klal Yisrael, in the yecholus of Klal Yisrael, who each one has an neshama of a chelak of the kamim al, is able to be mischaber and leave the midbar and go into Eretz Yisrael. They thought, no, we're chagopim, we're not capable. We're not, Klal Yisrael's not capable. They felt they're not holy. But there's interesting shots on the Michtav Soifer, the son of the Chassam Soifer, Reb Shimon Soifer. The Chassam had another son, the Ksav Soifer, from Shmuel Ben Yamin Soifer. But this is the Michtav Soifer. He was a Rav in Krukken, in Unsdorf, in a few places. He writes, actually the Rosh Hashiva mentioned the Michtav Soifer, the Rosh Hashiva Shlita just mentioned the Michtav Soifer, the Shmuz, before Shmuz, that the Michtav Soifer went into a meeting with Franz Yosef, to Poyalois for Klal Yisrael, and he had a paper with the list of the things they was trying to poilize, and the paper from Rovid hit the Rav Shuz, the paper fell. And he came out of the meeting, he was all to Bruch, and they told him, why daven you poilize good? It looked like it made a good Rosh. And he says, yeah, but when I daven every day, I don't drop the siddur. What exactly happened here that I was so frightened? He was Moira and Savakapon. And he says over here, interesting pshat, in the Sefer Michtav Sefer, appears on Chumash. It says, V'kena inu b'neim, you know, Cain means yes, or emes. Like by Benoit Slotha, it says, Cain Benoit Slotha Doibris. Cain is a way of saying, yes, it is, as the truth. And it says, very interesting, there's a concept that if you look into someone's eye, if you look someone straight in the eye, into the black of the eye, you see the reflection of yourself. In the black of, and you look in the Ishan Bas Oyin, you look into the Ishan of the Ayin, you see yourself. And the reason is, the person that's looking, because you don't see a full ish, you see an ishon. Ishon is like the small ish. First, right? Mir, iron, ish, ishon. So when you look into the eye, you see an ishon. You see the person in small. The miraglim was saying, "Vaniu beinenu kafgam." They were so big. V'chein hayinu beinayim. We saw ourselves in life size in their eyes. When we looked into the eyes, kein hayinu. We saw ourselves full life size, not so small. They were so big. That came, Hayinu, we were as is in their eyes. We saw ourselves in full life size in the eyes. Now, the hemshich of the story with the Meraglim, the Rabbi Shlom says he's going to punish them, Ba'ati Yizdom HaKai Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu says an abridged version of the Yud Gimel Midas, he doesn't say all of them, as he did in Parshas Kisisa after the Chet Egel, and he rather says a smaller version. And he only says Hashem once and not twice. So there's a beautiful pshat from the Meshech Chochma. Why over here, you have to go through all the different ones, which midas he said and which ones didn't, but why didn't he say Hashem, Hashem? As a matter of fact, according to some Rishonim, Hashem, Hashem are actually two of the Yud Gimel midas. Not all Rishonim hold like that, Kimavur and Taisus and Rosh Hashanah Daf Yizayin. Some Rishonim hold that only the second shame of Yud Kei Vavki is the first of the midas. The first shame is Ahakdama. You say Hashem and then you start the midas. As a matter of fact, there's another shita that Kale, here it doesn't say Kale, but Hashem Hashem Kale in the is the first midah. Both Hashem, both Shem and Savai are not part of the midah. It's a huge machloikus mishoinim. We have to make a chart of all the different shitas. That's a sugin Rosh Hashanah. But assuming that Hashem Hashem are both of the Yud Gimel midos, what is the purpose of the two midos? So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Hashem hu koidim shiyechta and Hashem hu la'achra shiyechta. So fret the rush in Rosh Hashanah over there. Why do you need a midah of koidim sheyechta? La'achar sheyechta, I understand, you need a midah of rachamim. Why does a person need a midah of rachamim koidim sheyechta? So the simple answer is, the Rosh doesn't say that, but the simple answer is, maybe he doesn't say that. The simple answer that the Velt says is that if a person is holding by koidim sheyechta, he's one finger away, that's already he needs big rachamim. You don't have to wait till achar sheyechta. That you need a midas harachim. A person needs a midas harachim in a state of koidim sheyechta, right? But the Rosh has a different shot. He says koidim sheyechta because by avodah zara, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaref machshava lemaisa, and if by avodah zara specifically, chet egel was avodah zara, so therefore even koidim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaref lemaisa, you need a midah of rachim. Zok the meshech chochma. That's why over here it only says Hashem once, because over here it wasn't avodah zara. Whatever the nekuda shorish of the chet of meravim was, it wasn't. It wasn't dafka avoid zor. On a bazaar, you only need one shame, the shame of la'achar sheyechta. And the Baruchim says, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Hashem, and it says, Slachno la'avoy na'amazek v'goyd l'chazdecha, and the Abish answers back, Vayoymer Hashem, Salachti kidvarecha. Vayoymer Hashem, Salachti kidvarecha. So it's a very interesting mindset. It says, the Rabbeinu Shalom say le'ach. You have Chet Egel, and the Rabbeinu Shalom say le'ach. And then again over here, you have by Meraglim and the Eibush Tzibur Tzigleich, by Yemar Hashem, Salachti Kedvarecha. So the Gemara is Afretich Chetam Sofer Akasha. Is the Machlokes Rashi Tosis. It says that the whole 38 years in the Midbar, the Yidden were Nezufin Lefnei Amokim. Gemara and Yibonis, the fine days. And that's why there was no Anani Kovet, and they couldn't do Bris Milah, because they were Nezufin Lefnei Amokim. Why were they Nezufin Lefnei Amokim? Machlokes Rashi Tosis. In Yibonis, Pashat Shana the Gemara, isn't it? Kol Hashonim Bamidbar Hayu Nezufin Lefnei Amokim. Lava. Rashi says from the Chet HaEgel. Fertoisis, Chet HaEgel. By the Chet HaEgel it says Hashem was Seleach. Must be they were Nezufin from the Chet Meraglim. And then the Toisis, Machlokes Rashi Toisis. Were they Nezufin from Egel or from Meraglim? The Siva why Toisis doesn't want to learn Egel is because Egel, the Egel is the one Seleach. Fertech Sam Sofer. By Meraglim also he was Seleach. By Yoimer Hashem, Selach Tikivarim. So Zog HaTeret, that even after the Slicha, there's still a Pagam, whatever Torah you want to say. Of a Buzz Dings Achtois, that Egel, he was Slicha, and Meraglim not. Do, how come on, it says, Vayomer Hashem Salat Nikid Varefa. Zog Tech Sam Sofer, it brings a Pshat from the Torah Amor, it's a Chiddush, but Pshat and Pasha Pshat. Pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu asks for Slicha, Slat Nal Avoy Namaze. You know what the Rav Shlom answers, Skiri Pshat. But that's how he knows Tois is understood. Vayomer Hashem, Hashem answered back, Salachni kidvarecha. I already heard this story once already. I was already salach last time when you asked. This time not. Salachni kidvarecha. I was already salach last time by the egel when you requested. So that's how he says places when Rashi argues, and Rashi writes this one that even after a slicha, they could still be a pagama. But it might as well be off the egel already. Over the way, the doctor has some cipher, and that goes Ramosh cipher and Yivamat up north there, in the back of the Gemara. He brings from the Torah more about Yoyim Hashem. I was already salachim. An alternative pshat I once heard that would also answer this kasha is that Vayomer Hashem Salach Tikid Varecha is still part of Moshe Rabbeinu talking. It's not how the Olam is noyed when we say this pasuk on Yom Niron. Certainly not the Tzor Hamor's pshat. When we on Yom Kippur we say this pasuk Vizrakshas, we don't mean the Tzor Hamor's pshat. But have in mind, that's not what we mean. But Hagam Tzor Hamor saying Toisus and Yivamus learn that sound in the pasuk. Yeah. But another pshat could be that it's Moshe Rabbeinu talking. Like you already told until then, and last time Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that you had by Yomer Hashem Salah for the last time you had said it. Not that the Rabbi Shalom was retorting back, saying tauntingly, I'm not going to, but that it's Moshe Rabbeinu's fault. I could put in Poshim Shat, that's what maybe Rashi knows is by Yomer Hashem Salah for the Rabbi Shalom said last. Rabbi Shalom says, "Vayinatsu oisi ze eser pa'omim." I'm first a pasuk. You will menasim eser pa'omim. The Gemara in Erechin Daf Tesvav darshins and tells us what the 10 times were. It's one of the Mishnayos there in Pirkei Avos. Also, it's also a brayse in Erechin. It's also a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Asara nisyoynis nisnas nisu Avram Avinu nisu Aviseinu ba midbar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now it's interesting. I don't want to go through all the details, but the Gemara in Erechin makes a list of 10. And all the Mefarshim Mishnah, the Bartanura, the Rambam, the Ben Yehuda, they all have a different shot. It's not exactly something that the Gemara, you have to work out why they don't exactly say like the 10 that the Gemara says. The Gemara says Shnayim b'Yam, Shnayim b'Mayim, Shnayim b'Mon, Shnayim b'Slav, and then Egel and the Meraglim. And it has an effect, Betam on last week's parsha, when it says the two nuns, Alita and Reba, from the two Peronius, it's a big sum of what the two Peronius was. It has to do whether Miss Oinanim. I got the sugi that it goes through the sukkah there, but it says over there by the nun afuchos, you have the misoynim vayi amki misoynim, and then three sukkim later v'asafsuf asher v'kirboi. But a lot of the misoynim, the misoynim and the asafsuf are two different peronis, and fakir asafsuf is the one of before be'etzim. It's a whole, and like other chesbonis passed this away according to the Gemara. That's not the chesbon. It's a ganzu sugi. The sugi from the asora nisyoynis shenisu, which is again the Pasuk Achnarot over here. It's a Mishnah in Ovis and a Sugya Rucha in Erechin. It's a Gan Tavoyda to work out the details, but it has an effect on last week's parsha. If Mis Oynanim and Asafsuf are two Sugyas or one, Ayin Shom. The Sifforno writes, and he does this many times, it's a Derech HaLimud of the Sifforno, that there are some things, he does this in Bereshit also a lot, there are some things that wouldn't have been according to the original script of how the world was supposed to develop, and it changed because of something of chet. A few things in Bereshit, he says, only when established because of chet, Adam Arishin, things would have been different. Meaning, similarly, he does it over here, he says that the parsha of Nesachim was only established because of chet Egel, volt nicht given chet Egel, And we're not going now into Bechir V'Yediyah, which we talked about a little bit about last week, how that stems. But Parshas Nesachim was Neschadish because of Chayta Egel. And he also says Parshas Chala, Hafrashas Chala was Neschadish because of Chayt Meraglim. Vol Nish Chayt Meraglim, Vol Nish Given Parshas Chala. There's a clause that it's a dover that was Nesgalgel to leave the Chayt. You see, Kamapam, that's how the Sifurna learns up in some sense. Now you have over here Parshas Chala. May Rachis Arisay Seichem. Hitnu Hashem, Trumul Adarei Seichem. There's a famous Tshuva, Noi de Yehuda. The Noi de Yehuda writes in Tshuva, Yeshli Loimar Dabar Chodosh. He says he wants to say a Chodosh, a Chiddush Chodol. Shaloi Kidmani, but the Shum Mefoyrish Oi Poisek. He says he wants to say something, a Nai, a Chiddush. No one ever said. But my sister Toysis Rid in Kiddush and Dachman Ches. Noi de Yehuda didn't have a Toysis Rid. But he says he wants to say a Chiddush, Shaloi Kidmani, Shum Poisek Oi Mefoyrish. Shtetin Toysis Rid, and the Noi de Yehuda, then in Afrosha Schala, there's Betim two dinim. Similar to by Truma, there's a din of Afrosha, because the Isa is Tevel, if it's Arisa Seichem, Veloy Shal Nochri, Veloy Shal Hektish. And I don't know. It's a Sugyan, Sachem Dav Hei. Why didn't they say the two Arisa Seichem is one is for Kibashtoi? Both for Nochri, one is for Kibashtoi. I want to follow Kibashtoi. Why couldn't they say that that's what Arisei Seichem is for? Arisei Seichem, one for Nochi Shekibashtoi. One for Nochi Shalai Kibashtoi. And then for Kolot HaRakul, I'll know Kibashtoi and Loi Kibashtoi from the two Arisei Seichems. And then by Chofetz it says Lecha. So yeah, one Lecha is for Nochri and one Lecha is for Gavoya. And from there we'll be giving the Kolot HaRakul to everywhere, Nochri and Gavoya. Upon him, Arisei Seichem, you have mafresh, because otherwise it's tevel. And then there's a separate mitzvah of nesina. He says it's two separate psukim even. Pasuk yitetz is v'hoi v'ochel lachem ilechem ha'aretz yinid afrosha. And then the next pasuk, chavalet, v'reishas arisa sechem titnu. Explains the night of Yehuda, and again, the Sherish Advarm is already in the Rishonim, the hafrosha, the etzem, maybe is only a mashu. Chita achas by teres ha'sakri, a mashu could be mafresh that it's not tevel. But if you only mafresh a mashu, then you're not going to give enough of an asina. The din asina maybe needs a shir choshev. By chala, it's rather 1/24. It's interesting that there's a remez in the Balaturim that it says mem in the parsha over here. The parsha is matzah with mem and a sign with mem. May reishas l'doy reisechem to be meramez that truma ba'ayin yofi is echad me'arboim. Amod nezach, truma of chitim is echad me'arboim ba'ayin yofi. The shir by chala is echad me'esrim v'arba. Where did the remez of mem by truma come in over here? But the shear of Echad Yesen Ba'arbe is for the Nesina, of the Echad Afrosha could be on a Mashu. It's two different dinim. And I saw in the Malbim, the Echad over here, up north, and the Chumash brings the Noid of Yehuda, but then he says a bigger Chiddush. He says, if you could be Mafrish more, you could be Mafrish Chala a fifth, or a half even. It has to be Shirayim, but you could be Mafrish Ruba even, for Chala, but then the Mitzvah's Nesina is only on 1/24. The rest of it, you could sell to a coin, only a coin. But you could sell it to a coin. The frosh and the nesina is the opposite end. The frosh of chala and the nesina of chala is two different yonim. You could be mafresh chetzi, and then you can give it. You can sell it to a coin. To a coin, be the patar. The nesina is echad me'esrim v'arba. The nesina can be less than the frosh, can be more than the frosh. The sugi of the makoshish. Mekoshes ate them b'yoyim haShabbos. What was the Mekoshes doing? There's a three-way machloikas in the Gemara Shabbos after the Vav. Amar Avida Mer Shmuel, Mekoshes was being maver arba amos b'rishus harabim. He was doing havar, right? There are 39 malachas. It has to be something with eitzin, right? It doesn't say what he was doing with the eitzin. Maybe he was being oisus shnei batei nirin. That's also with eitzin. Not sure which malacha, but the Gemara says which one. Either havar adal amos b'rishus harabim, or toilish, or ma'amen. Now the Gemara says one side that the Mekoshesh was Tzlafchod. And he was doing this L'shem Shemayim, because he wanted to show the Yidden that even though they're now Nivzor on them to be in the Midbar, and that's why the Pasuk says, Vayiv b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, Vayiv suiz Mekoshesh eitzim. So since they were in the Midbar, and he did this L'shem Shemayim, because the Yidden maybe thought that now they're in the Midbar, they don't have to keep the mitzvahs. So despite the fact that there was Nivzor on them to be in the Midbar, he went and he was Mekoshesh eitzim L'shem Shemayim, to get killed, to show that's the real
So first of all, there's a problem with the Malach Sheni Tzricha L'Gufa, because he wasn't doing it for the Malacha. Also, Marsha Pratikasha, Baba Basra. Also, there's a Shverkeit. It says Eitzim. Why Eitzim? If he was doing the Shem Shemayim, one eighth would be enough. Now, Ma'amer is with Eitzim. Or Yisishnei Beti Nirim would have been two Eitzim. Toilash, it could have been one eighth. Why did it say Eitzim? Chayrat Mashma, that he was doing it to stop, he was being Toilash Eitzim. But he was doing it the Shem Shemayim. Now, of course, it's a parable because the Gemara says, Loi Tzubaru Eish Mechomash Nesechem Havara Lelav Yotzis, and the Zaman Diyomer Havara Lechalek Yotzis. Rashi in Pesachim says Havara Lechalek Yotzis means that if you do two malachas, you chayiv two karbonis. Don't think that that's all. You were over Lechzat Malacha twice. No, you were Chayrish and you were Kaisif. So you did two malachas. But Rashi in Yivamas Tafeim Beis has a different shot. Rashi in Yivamas Tafeim Beis says Havara Lechalek Yotzis means that there's a happening that you're not chayiv until you do all 39. Havara Lechalek Yotzis. Don't think that you have to do all 39 malachas. How could there be a havmin if Rektim is Rafi? How could you have a havmin if you're not chayiv on Shabbos until you do all 39 malachas? It says here the Makoshish was doing a malacha with Eitzim, and he was chayiv Misa. It's a doichet gadol to say he had already done the other 38, and he was just wrapping it up now with the Eitzim. Shemati pam from a chacham etzah, such a pshat, chiddush. It's a big kasha. What's with the havara lechalak yotzis? So there's a pshat that said in the Chanami. In the Havmin of Havara L'Chalak Yotzis, you would have thought that maybe it was Hayros Shoh. But then it can't be he was doing it with Hashem Shemayim. Because if the Ikar had been it, then you're not Chayiv. So you do all 39. What was he doing? He was Eitzim and doing what, only some of the Malachas. Till Hashem Shemayim gets killed. Shver. Now the Lashon of the Pasuk is Vayiyu B'nei Yisroel B'Midbar. So there's many Pirushim, we've already hinted. Why is there a connection to B'nei Yisroel B'Midbar? So the Arachayim HaKadosh says very gishmak. If it's toilish, right? One of the pshatim that he was toilish. Where were there eitzim in the midbar, b'chlal? In the middle of a midbar, there's eitzim. That he could have been doing malachas toilish. If it's havara, it's the eitzim that they slept from somewhere else. But toilish? Tara says, yeah, by Yehuda and Yisroel, by midbar, there's midrashim that in the midbar, when the Yidden were there, it was full of eitzim, things were growing, it was emas. But what about if it was havara? If it was havara, havara was just a rabbin. What does it do? There's the Gemara in Shabbos that Bava Mebeis brings a steer in two prices. Whether a midbar has a dinner of a Shisarabim or not. There's a steer in two prices. And with the Gemara, like Kasha, Hobbit Mansha B'nai Yisroel by midbar, Hobbit Mansha ain't B'nai Yisroel by midbar. Does it say, Pasha Pshat Rashi learns? When the B'nai Yisroel and the midbar dinner have a dinner of a Shisarabim, because it was Shishim Riba, or Bragan's side, it's not a dinner of a Shisarabim. So it says that the Erechaim Kodesh Givaldi. Vayiyu b'nei Yisroel b'midbar, so it has a dinner for Shisarabim, and that's why they were chayiv al tavor. The problem is the Rambam learns the Gemara punk fakert. The Rambam learns that fakert when the b'nei Yisroel were b'midbar, so they closed it off, so it wasn't Shisarabim. It only has a dinner for Shisarabim when it wasn't. How does he learn this thing? Also, you could say that was maybe the shaila. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do with him. There's many pshatim. What was the shaila of time? And both the Gansu set the Shabbos come up with the pshatim. But perhaps it was the Vikuch, the Machlokes Rashi Rambam. If it has it in a Rosh Hashanah, and the Bnei Yisrael of a midbar, this was well, no, the Malasa. This was that they didn't know. They didn't know. They didn't know what to do with it. The Gantz of Sugi from the Makoshes, but we can throw a little bit. This, the Parsha of Tzitzis. There's a direct connection between Shabbos and Tzitzis. The 39 Malachas Betzim are broken up into groups of 7, 9, 11, and 13, which, according to Shem Shittas, are the way we chesh benoyz the chulyos of the Tzitzis that we wrap it around. We make a psil of 39. There's different halachim. Some that use tavukti. There's other shatam, but there's a lot of people do 7, 9, 11, 13. The keneged, the sidur, the pas, the sidur, the different sidurim of the lamed has malachas. So shokel Shabbos keneged kol ha'tera kula. Shokel tzitzis keneged kol ha'tera kula. The pasuk taka says l'man tizis giru v'asitzim es komet voisai. The medrash brings afanot here at the end of shlach. A muscle of someone that was mushluch l'toich hamayim. He was drowning. And there was a ship. And the kabarnit, the captain from the ship, threw him a chevel. And he told him, he screamed to him from the top. He says, I'm throwing you a chevel hatzolo, a rope that could be matzul you. But I'm telling you, al tanichehu, don't leave go. With the gantahant. One thing he slipped, there's no אל תניחי אם אתה מניחי ואין לך חי כך אומר להם הקודש ברוך הוא דמרש כמפיר את הציטס ואת המדבקים בשם הלכיכם חיים כולכם היום that this is the union of tzitzis. Tzitzis is a chevel that's mechaber between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Kesher Elyoin Do'i Raisa, it makes a kesher, a chibor, a shaychus. It comes with strings attached, Avada, there's a whole bunch of rules. The Taryag Mitzvahs, which is Nirmas, because tzitzis is gematria 600, plus the Shmoyna Chuyos, the Shmoyna Chutim and the Hamisha Ksharim, is to remind you of the Taryag. So you have to know that the tzitzis is supposed to remind you mitzvah tzriches kavona. The Bach says that when you wear tzitzis, it's not just mitzvah tzriches kavona. That you bring the kind of mitzvah like we all mitzvah. The Bach, famous Bach, by tzitzis, by tefillin, by sukkah, those three places he said. The Baal the Torah says, Laman tzitzkeru. And by tefillin also there's a lashon like that. And by tzitzis, by sukkah, laman yedu. It's a chelik of the kavona. A chelik of the kavona is the kavona for the tama mitzvah. And tzitzis, there's 8 chutim on all 4 sides, it's 32 chutim. Lave. Tzitzis is a mitzvah with a heart. It's not a mitzvah yovish. I'm not going if it's the maisa levisho, as you're wearing it before, only after you put it on the beggar, there's a chayav. Not, but there's a heart to the mitzvah of tzitzis. The lave chutim is supposed to try to bring a person to a kesher. To do what the Gemara says in Menachos, that tzitzis is matzil a person from chet. The Gemara brings a shrek l'chamaisa, someone wanted to be nichshel in a chet. And his tzitzis was tough upon him. The tzitzis was mad. The tzitzis gave him klep. And that's what stopped him from the tzitzis. It's a gavaldi of the school. You know, everyone's looking for schoolers. You need schoolers to be matzel. Tzitzis. Laman tzitzkru. You realize that it's a chevel. If you say, we know, in Hilchas tzitzis, lechatchili is supposed to have shmoy nechutim on each side, and it's gone to gedorim. But there's a machlokes, Rishonim, Rabbi Natan, and the Ri, and it's brought down all in Siman Yud Beis and Shulchan Aruch. Even if some of the strings get a little bit cut up to a certain amount, if some of them are still b'shleimus, it's enough. The machlokes, Rishonim, exactly how much, how many of the strings, if you need two shleimim and gansen or not. But it's a whole sugya, there's gardi tzitzis, the leftovers, that as long as mitchila it was done, they were made b'shleimus, the whole Lamed Beis. Afterwards, it can get cut. So there's a vart from the Sarsholmi Belz. He says, the school of tzitzis, the school of tzitzis, that tzitzis is matzal from chet, he says, that makes sure your tzitzis have to be reshlein. You need all 32. You can make the bracha, it's a mitzvah, the key of mitzvah is some of the tzitzis ripped, even if you don't have all 32. Oh, but the emes is, for the school of tzitzis, it has to be reshlein. He said, there's a remez. There's a chazal, Pashas Kisetik, the remez is, Lo dipra tayra ela keneged yei tzahara. Lo dipra tayra ela keneged yei tzahara. So he said, Azeh. Loi is 31. Loi, Dibra Torah. The Raisa Iker Adin, Lamaisa, if originally it was 32, if it's 31, Dibra Torah, you're doing the mitzvah. Ella is 32. Ella is Gemach, I think. Ella, Kenegad Yetzahar. Kenegad Yetzahar, you need all 32. There's no in between. So the Midat Gantus Lam is Loi, Dibra Torah, with the Raisa Yetzahar. Of Ella, Kenegad Yetzahar, the citizen has to make that Shlamus feel. The Gemara says, in Shabbos, of Lamed Beis, Hazoyer b'mitzvah tzitzis is zoyche. The Mr. Poor brings this. Is zoyche to 2,800 avodah. Gemara, Shabbos of Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis, leave. Of Lamed Beis, the Gemara says, you zoyche to 2,800 avodah. Now in the Kisvei Arizal, it's brought down. Hazoyer b'mitzvah tzitzis is zoyche to 1,800 avodah. So it's brought down. And the Goyim has a Peter son, and he's saying, it's connected to Gemara. And Gemara says, 2,800. And the Emet says, what's the cheshbon of the Gemara? Why 2,800? So the Gemara makes the cheshbon because it's a puppet in Zechariah that there's going to be lost at Levi. At every single corner of a yid is going to be 10 people from each one of the Umas. Now there are 70 Umas. 10 people from each Umas, 700. On all four corners, it's 2,800. 700 times 4. That's where the Gemara is coming from. The Gemara says in first, that's the Shem. But the Goyim says that Rizal had a different shot. Tzitzis, his gematria is 600. And it says tzitzis 3 times in the parasha. So that's altogether 1,800. And that's what the Rizal says, 1,800. Gemara says 2,800. There it is, kanaf tcheles is gematria 1,000. So bizmana Gemara, when there was tcheles also, so you have tzitzis 600 times 3, 1,800. Plus another 1,000 from kanaf tcheles. The Gemara learned it out from the Zechariah, the Umayyads, but that's where the number comes from. Aber Kayoim, that we only have Lavan, we don't have Chelis. So Gresh, the Arizal said that it's Taka only 1800. Now you put the Tittus Al Kante B'Gdeyan. I was thinking this morning, Beged is Beis Gimel Dalet. The letters of Dalet, Beged. But it's not the Aleph. Aleph is Aluthus Shaloyim, the Rabbanu Shlom. Aleph is Klal Yisroel. Aleph is Alfech Bina, the Pasuk says. Alfech is Torah. Aleph is the Pnimis, the Punk, the Nakuda. We spoke about the other time that the Aleph represents the Sherish of the Inn. And the Beged is beyond that. It's the Chitzoyim, it's the Beis, the Gimel, the Dalet. Aleph, Alfech! It's Mechase on the Aleph. It's a Shmira on the Aleph. Over it's Alfweiter. And it's Bachut. But if you look at this forum, they talk about the Kedusha Neira that is when you're wearing a Beged, that has, of Arbuk Nafas, that has Tzitzis. It's Punk Fakert. The Levisha Beged of Tzitzis, when you misat the Tzitzis, the Gemara says in Shabbos, it describes on the Lamed Hei on the day. It says Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi was misapis. The tzitzis v'doyim l'malach Hashem tzavokas. The emesis, the neshama of a yid, is more than of a malach. The neshama, the aleph that's inside, is more than of a malach. Now it's mechusa with the goof. The goof is already a kisul. Oh, but the tzitzis is a lashon of meitzit menacharak, and peeking through the holes is that neshama with the levisha of a beged with tzitzis. It's able to be made, it's able to be mis'ala. A person is able to be mis'ala. And that his neshama shines through. That's with this other kisui. Here's the mice, you're being mechatzel l'chayre. Don't forget. The kisui of the beggar with tzitzis is gor fakert, shines out the neshama, who re'isem oysoi, who zechartem is called mitzvah Hashem.